substitute as a Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, once you said already Ahav HaRabba, so there's no more Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. That's the first part of the Gemara. And the second part of the Gemara, which seems to have nothing to do with the first part, but we shall see it soon, is rather remarkable. Amar Avuna leMikra Tzarach LeBarich, leMevish Ein Tzarach LeBarich. Strange. Medish is not Torah. Rav Lazar Amar leMikra leMevish Tzarach LeBarich, leMishnah Ein Tzarach LeBarich. Strange. Rav Yochanan Ma'af leMishnah Tzarach LeBarich, Avu leTalmud Ein Tzarach LeBarich. Rav Amar, here's the strangest thing of all. Af the Talmud Tzarach, and here's the original Gersa was, Lav Tzarach LeBarich. Lav Tzarach LeBarich. Now, what Lav Tzarach LeBarich? After Talmud Tzarach Levarach, I understand. That's why I think the Marashal caused that. Just took the word out. Boom. Because it doesn't make any sense. The Amar Rav Chiya, and he tells a story that they would make a bracha before learning Gemara. What bracha do you make? Goes through this, the expressions of the which we have in our Siddur, end of the Sugi. This is the Gemara Birchas HaTorah. Before we go any further, it's a big machlokes, a gedolei or rishonin. It's Birchas HaTorah the Araisa or the Rabban. The Ramban, in his list of the mitzvahs asay that the Ramban forgot, Shechach on Harav, Ramban forgot. He lists this the mitzvahs asay Birchas HaTorah. Where does it come from? That's Chafala from an Aleph. That's the source.
That's where the writing must come from the Torah.
That's the source from the Chumash itself. That's Chafala from an Aleph. Says the Gemara. Minayin leBirchas HaTorah lefanem on the Torah shenemar. And before we proceed, I want to record for you a remarkable dispute among the Gedolei Rishonim again. The Rambam says the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Yeah, come on. It's a Minat Torah is an Asmachta. The Rambam says it many, many places. But according to those who say it's a Raisa, there's a remarkable dispute from one extreme to the other. Most classical poskim say it's only with the Raisa when you wake up in the morning. Once a day, every day, say Birchas HaTorah, that's a mitzvah to say Daraisa. If we have Birchas HaTorah again, when we get an Aliyah, Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, that's for sure the Rabbanan. He already fulfilled his Daraisa when he woke up in the morning, and then I said, but there's a sizable group of somewhat later Gedolim, Be'er Sheva, Mishkanos Yaakov, you know, not the people who wrote the original Sarim, but major Talmidei Chachamim, who wrote exactly the opposite is true. Birchas HaTorah in the morning is the Rabbanan. Birchas HaTorah when you get an Aliyah is the Rice. Pray tell, where does that come from? The source. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godol Elokeinu. It's a very public connotation. As Rashi himself says over here, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, right by the says Shem Lamed Beis, Shebo Moshe Liftoch with the Reshira, Omer Lam Yisrael, Ani Avar, Chila Vatem, Anu Achrei, Amen. Right, that's the Gemara in Yuma. So that's a very public, that's Shira Sazinu. It's a very public recitation of the Torah. There's also exactly the reverse. The Birchas HaTorah, the rice is only the Birchas HaTorah get your Aliyah, and not the one you say in the morning. Also interesting, in the morning, when you get your Aliyah, only say one. Asher Baruch Habonim. Here you have two or three. The question, the two different Girsos. Our Girsos is, and back on that Yod Aleph Beis, Hilchot Neminu Lekulu, the word kol, Rashi says, L'chumash, is only a minimum three. Got an impression there were actually three brachas. Three brachas. Now, is that the only girsa around? Not necessarily. One of the girsas says, Hilchot Ne'emrinu L'Tarvai. Should say both. What does it depend upon? Well, the Harevna or Viharevna. Is it one bracha or is it two brachas? Our girsa is Viharevna. If you're in our siddur, it says, in small print, don't say Yom HaNavi. It's last the return. That's because of Tosis. The Rambam says it's three brachas. The Prashat Tadal Kulo is three brachas. See, he would answer Amen. In case the guy answers Amen, don't scold him. He's following the Rambam. No, he says we are Ashkenazim, but generally wouldn't do it. Yes.
Is the Kriyas HaTorah during davening Doraisa?
Oh, good question. How could there possibly be a Birchas HaTorah Doraisa if the whole Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanan? Moshe Tikkun the Yisrael. So later, it's a good question. So of course you might limit yourself to Parsha Zohar. And I'm serious, it sounds a little wild, but there is a rush, this is where you raised the topic, there's a rush to look at the seventh parak. This is an aside, but just for, since we're still in the afterglow of Purim, at Parsha Zohar,
Sparah.
up to Parshas Parah, which according to some will see soon as the Daraisa. That's right, very good. That's coming up. But what I'm referring to is a rush in the seventh Perek. I got to find it somewhere. It should be, here it is, Simon. I'm not finding this, one second. It's here. Simon Chof. Yes, Simon Chof, towards the beginning of Simon Chof. Tells a story of Rebbe Lezer came to Shul where that small little Nun Aleph is. And was missing a minion. So he freed one of his Avonim to make a minion. So the Gemara says, how do you do it? It's a mitzvah of the Rav Mishayni. Fine. Says the Rosh, but the Rabbana, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Lamatino, Hikam, and Torah, doesn't make a difference. Nonetheless, Dachi, Esi, the Yachid, even if the Rabbana. The Lo Mestabali, the Mayra, the Asara, the Raisa, Kigon, Likwas, Parsha, Zacha, Shuman, and Torah. The Mashab, the Cholin, Ayra. What's going on over here in this Rosh? The Rosh says two things which are knockouts. One, that Parsha Zacha is the Raisa, which we can understand. It's a possible Chumash. Zacha Shos Palamolek. But the big problem is, who says you need a minion for Parsha Zacha? If Parsha Zacha is the Raisa, can be satisfied with nine people, you have no right to emancipate a slave. Get an impression from this Rosh, not only is Parsha Zacha the Raisa, you need a minion the Raisa. Why should that be? No, a brain teaser. You have 2 weeks to think about it already. Why should this be? So the answer is, and I think one of the Achronim says it, I thought of this, I think originally, then I found that in print, that who has the obligation to swear a Molech? Who? The Tzibur. Right? It says in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, three mitzvahs were in the Tzibur came to Israel, to appoint the king, and to swear a Molech, and to build the base of Bechir. It's not private obligation on every move in the Shimon. They're communal obligations. So it could be that 10 is a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. So that's why there's only 10. I had a chiddush based on this. Because it's a big shout out to the women of Chayim and Parsha Zoha. There are women who come to Shalom, my neighborhood, once a year, Parsha Zoha, maybe twice, on poop. They don't come. Parsha Zoha, they come out of the woodwork. So we do in our shul, we read it at least 4 times. Not because of Taymanim and all that. No, 4 times regular Ashkenazis. Once the regular time. Once right after Adon Olam, because people just want them later. Then I give a shiur before, an hour before Mincha. Once before my shiur, once after the shiur. So they're going to just give mostly women opportunity to come and say, Rabbi, don't we have a minion? Always, no, not a minion. Because, you know, after I don't want to use your minion, but before the shiur, after the period, I'll take it. And so I said like this, are women chayim and pashas zachar in the first place? And they say, no. Why yes and why no? It depends. If zachar is an independent, freestanding obligation, why not? That's Mount Gurama. Just that we picked the pashas before Shabbos for Purim, just later enactment. The end of time of the year, once a year, the pashas. So it's not Zman Gerom. If you say that the mitzvah of Zechira, the Torah is the mitzvah of Mechia, mitzvah of Melchama, and Noshim Lav Benos Melchama, so therefore there would be presumably Potter. It's an Achlan, it's a Mechah. The Chinuch says they're Potter, the Chinuch wants to know why. So they're Manashach. If they're Chayim, it is a private obligation, they're only a minion. The only reason why they're a minion is because it's Chachom HaSatzim, and the woman a Potter. That was my a little extra hosafa to explain why we can have a minion. Read for zachar for women if there's no minion. Once you talk about zachar, you mentioned parah. Right over here, nun beis at the bottom, and this rosh here in the seventh parah. Okay, the sefri zachar bepel tishuk b'leit. Tos, the second parah says, there's a kasha, let me call it Torah b'loshon kodesh never. The lady is the rabbana. Yeshlama demari b'parsha z'mechuyavim that goes with our rights. Parsha Zachar or Parsha Pora Aduma. Wee! Vloyadati ona matzu zeh. She Parsha Pora Aduma b'chuyav and the cross of Daraisa. What are you talking about? Where did it come from? Parsha Pora is Daraisa. It's coming up in 3 days. Where is it famous person on that you give? Why should it be Daraisa? Halacha l'maisa, Rav Osai. I'm having a bar mitzvah in my shul this week. I'm not allowing the bar mitzvah, but I'm going to read Parsha Pora. Not allowed to read. Because the post will say, can't read Parsha Zoch. I made my own family about Mrs. Parsha Zoch. My children never read. We don't know for sure if he has a physical maturity which can make him a Gaul. So we have a Chazaka. Chazaka the Rava. That means most children at 13 have developed this sign of physical maturity, Shtei Saras. But it's the Prima Gana puts it, it's a miyut she'eno motzui. Excuse me, a miyut ha-motzui. There's a more than 10%, which that's what we still define, who haven't yet sprouted the Shtei Saras. So normally we require a bedika. We check every lung and every behemoth because it's more than 10% that have holes. So you have to check every bar mitzvah. So the Chazaka, the Rabbah, they said, by the Rabbanans, we rely upon the fact that we assume the majority is part of the majority. Comes to the Raisis, we can't be so cavalier. The Gemara is the Beferish, you can't rely on Chazaka over the Raisis. If Zaka is the Raisis, it's the Raisis. So I couldn't let my children get the Parsha Zaka, and I wouldn't let I already had Parsha Zaka once before my shul. And then this week again, no. So the Bar Mitzvah will get the Aliyah. Even that's a question. We'll get to the one of Tezvav. I'll show you now, just for a second, we're on the topic. Rav Tezvav is an incredible Gemara. She said even the Aliyah is a problem. The one of Tezvav and Aleph, the Gemara says, about 10 lines after the Mishnah, I'm not going into all the details. Akal lakam Rav Yossi lo yotza, alagam bekriyash medaraisa. Have a truma mishum brachu, u bracha de rabbana, v'lo bebracha talya milsa. What does that mean? V'lo bebracha talya milsa. That means that because it's the rabbanan, the truma can be effective even though the bracha is no good. What's the implication of this? If it be a bracha de raisa, then what? And if you don't get the bracha right, the mitzvah is no good. It's ma'akev. It's ma'akev. So, hey, according to this logic, if you take it to the extreme, now look at the Bar Mitzvah and not read Parshas Zacha, Parshas Parah, he shouldn't even get the Aliyah, because we just got before saying before that according to some Gadol, Birchas HaTorah the rice is wet. In laning, right? So it comes to Zacha and Parah, it's laning, and the Gemara implies that if it's a deraisa, that the bracha is ma'akev, so we don't go this far. We don't come on all the no shul, we don't go all the chumah, this chumah with this chumah with this chumah with this chumah. This is how we don't go. We allow the bracha to get the aliyah, we read the haftarah. But the actual read them after proper, this we give to someone who's has no shilas.
My parents surely wouldn't let the kid have the lead.
I'm sorry?
In my parents' shul, they would not let the kid have the lead.
Machmir, that's fine. That's very nice. They wouldn't let
the
bar mitzvah. What?
The kid's mother wouldn't say it.
But the Rav would not let the bar mitzvah even get the aliyah for Pasha Zachar or Parah.
No.
Just those two or others?
Well, I don't know. I was there for Zachar.
Zachar. They wouldn't let them get the aliyah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, which shul is this?
The Young Israel of East Brunswick.
Rabbi Wasa?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta give him a call. This is Wasa. Wow. Where that's. Hey. I have to admire him, you know, agree or disagree, but I'm trying to call him up today, see what to discuss with him. Wasa, my friend. Yeah. The rabbi first has the omet to face down the mother. That's not so simple. Face down the mother. Okay. So the book
is pretty docile.
So did the boy read the Haftarah, or did he read the Haftarah at all?
No, it's from the rabbi himself at that time.
I wrote Tzachta, I got Yerashta. It's unbelievable. Interesting, thank you for telling me, I didn't know this.
Does the mother understand more?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Now, at what age can you let a boy read Parshas Zachar? At what age? So I did my boys went on the internet, and they found out for me that by the time the boy turns 14, there's already the chance of not having Saras are a small, single-digit figure. So I would say you can rely on the Bia Chana Matsu. You don't have to check. Yeah, but we become Israelites at 13, and at 13 it's apparently a majority, according to the modern world, but not even close to a 90% at that point in time. So yeah, that's an interesting story. I once had a case in my that still happened in my shul. I wouldn't allow it. 31 years ago, it was a Parsha Zachar bar mitzvah at a hotel bar mitzvah, which I usually go to. You know, it's someone who I feel I should go. But at that point in time, my wife was expecting any day. She said, when I go. So I didn't go. And I found out later that the bocha laying Parsha Zachar. And the father said, suddenly you're there safe. I asked him, yeah, what's this? He said, well, you know, I knew about this halacha, so I asked my son to please pick up his arms, and I checked and I saw that there was Shtei Saras under his arms. So I said, good enough. Shtei Tshuvas B'Dava. Number one, under the arm may not cut it. Okay. Number two, what if you could have found out? Now what?
say, when did he check? Shabbos or?
Whatever, you checked that chat day before. That,
no, meaning then.
You have to check after Bar Mitzvah, before that doesn't count. You checked the day's Bar Mitzvah on Tuesday, whatever it was. That, what if you don't find? That's a major problem. Not only would he knock out a Parsha Zohar, he might have been knocked out of his entire landing. Because that's great. But once you looked, not nothing. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes an amazing kula. Maybe we should say he had Shtei Saras v'Nashru. That is a possibility.
But Christo is only Rabbanan.
So what? So we rely on Chazaka, therefore we don't know. We don't know, but you just saw he's not there. So Mishnah Berurah suggests in Siman Nun Hey, well, maybe we should suggest that you don't see anything, but maybe he had two saras and they fell out. So it's a sfeika de Rabbanan. That's a 50% chance that they fell out. Sfeika de Rabbanan, I agree, but I thought that was a very small chance. I thought it was going to be in a chain of Batsu. But anyway, I'm just giving you some stories about this. We got sidetracked completely. Let's go back to Agamara and the Fidal from the Bay, like Shurcha Satara. So what is the nature of, now we discuss whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanan, but what is the nature of this Brah? What's the nature of Birchas HaTorah, and what are its particular halakhah? So it all starts with the famous Tosfos. Okay. Birushalmi Yesh, the big Tosfos. Ha Dar Minan. Oh, before this one, I didn't finish. So why is Parshas Parah D'Oraisa? They're coming up in 3 days. Who has an idea? Why is Parshas Parah D'Oraisa? So there are a number of interesting things. The Meshech Chochma talks about it based on the Pasuk and the Parshas Tzav, that there is a Xeris HaKosov, that this certain Parsha which had to be read, which is implied in the last Pasuk of Parshas Tzav, applies to all generations. And maybe it applies to Yom Kippur too, Chazal Midrasha in the Sifra, Torah's calling, maybe it applies to Parah Dilma too. So Pasuk, based on Xeris HaKosov, that we have for all generations, we read Parsha of Parah and the Parsha of Yom Kippur, some say the Lenin Yom Kippur is the right for this reason. The Pasha of the Avoda, interesting. As a fascinating alternate explanation that's based upon another pasuk which we don't really fulfill, which says, Zachor Eis Asher Tzavtos Hashem L'Kachah Bamidbar. One of the Sheish Zachiris, some people say. Well, what is that? Well, the Egel. We don't have a Pasha's Egel. We just don't have one. The other Zachiris, we have Kiddush, we have Amalek, we have Tzius Mitzrayim, that's one of our next topics.
Miriam.
We have Miriam. Miriam's another question. We have Miriam. It's a good question. But what do you have in the ego? Someone to say that's a shot. Since the para is a kapara for the ego, Rashi tells us this week's Pasha's para, it's a kapara for the ego, and Rashi says it, he sees it as well. It. So therefore, instead of reading the downside that we had a chet ego, we fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of the Zuchor, of the Pasha's ego, by reading Pasha's para, which is the tikkun of the Pasha's ego.
So what's the status of women with regard to Parshas Parah?
That's a good question. Pasha, there should be chayv, right? But they never count. They don't count to shul Parshas Parah. I mean, it is a minority view. The Vilna Gaon says it's a typo. The Vilna Gaon says, only the Gaon could say that. So the first, we saw it in a small little Divrei Chamudis. It's right over here. And that Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Oh no, I take it back. Atos only says Parshas Zachar. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, you see? Everyone else is a typo. But it's not the Tosfos B'lashon HaKodesh Ne'eman, you'd give them an alf. But there are many sources of Rishon HaZeh Parshas Parah, not just one. It's hard to say for Tosfos. But that's the Gaon set, Tosfos. Because the women all like to grow. Anyway, we don't read Parshas Parah 4 times, you know? We do announce in the shul that it's a, you ever say it's a deraisa, shukharach, it's something deraisa. Shukharach. But we don't go, okay. If you miss it, come to Shul Pashas on Pashas Chukas. You can hear it, you know. Some say this year Pashas Zohar, how do you Dorais if you were in Shul Pashas Kisete, you have Kavanah. Why? It was more than 1 year between last Zohar and this Zohar because of the Shana Mubarak. The Chasam Sov entertained the notion that he rejects it. He rejects it because presumably the Shir of Shikha is not based upon pure time, it's based upon events. There's a Shir Shikha Yud Beis Kodesh, that's a Gemara. It's actually another Gemara in Brachas. I think it's in Brachas. I go after Nun Ches of the Beis. The Gemara says, yes, so here it is. A person halfway on the page. If you see a person after 12 months, say, Mechaya Mason. Because Gemara says, Ena Mason, Mishtakech, Menalei, Rashi quotes in the Chumash part of it. There's a sidebar called Ches. Ela Achashneim, Asachoy, Dashneimah, Hashkafti kemeis vilev, basically klei ovet. After 12 months, you forget. So, as the poskim say, that's the basis for parshat zachar once a year. Right? Parshat zachar once a year, because you have to remind yourself. So, what do you have to 13 month year? So, Chacham Sofer suggests you should do parshat zachar, having mind to be yotze, to Balkari, and parshat kiseh. So, he rejects it. And the truth is, if you went without cheshbon, why only last year? What about this year? What about this year? What day of the week was Parshat Zachar? What day of the month was Parshat Zachar this year? I remember. Probably Friday. So the 8th day of Adar was Parshat Zachar. Next year probably Tuesday. So what does it make Parshat Zachar? What day? 11th, right? No, it's more than a year. So why only Shana Mubaris? Want to be technical? Let's say the year is a solar year, which some posts can throw in this context. Maybe. I have a chiddush, a very big chiddush, that this has a base of din d'oraisa, instead of once a year memory. Because we have over here, on the Mishnah, Yud Beis of Yud Beis, when it says the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah, the famous Evelos of the Haggadah, the man tilskas yom tez meretz trayim, koyo mechayecha. Mechayecha yom, koyo mechayecha leilos. You have to mention to Yisrael Mitzrayim every single day of the year. If you look in Chumash, that doesn't sound that way. Who knows the first day of an apostle? We laid it the last day of Pesach. Right? Who knows? Well, Sokol of Chometz, Shiva Shem Tokol Matzalech Amoni, Kibichi Bozot Shem Matzisko. Wait a minute. It's only once a year. But this is what I mean every day. So the Pshuto Shemekra is, you'll be eat matzahs for a week, you bring carbon paint. You won't eat chametz. And through this, you remember Mitzrayim, call Yemei Chayecha. How Yemei Chayecha? It's only 1 week. That's the answer. If you recharge your memory once a year with a jolt, there'll be a little memory for the rest until you get the jolt next year. If that's the case, for sure, 13 months. We never heard of a Pesach in the middle of the year. So you see, Klar, if I'm right, that's once a year and your memory is affected by events. I think the scientists say that, actually. We certain events to give another just example of it, we saw the Shkaf the Kameis, but it's Klei Oved. It says in Baba Metzia, you have to do Hachrosis and Aved, the three regolim, based on that same pasuk. After a year, people forget about it. It's not a year. Three regolim could be more than 12 months, less than 12 months. If a person, Khalilah, loses his wife, not supposed to remarry until three regolim pass. Should forget the first wife or something. Again, it's not measured in days, it's measured in events. I get a whole sheet. That's what I wanted to say. That's basically the yard site. Where the yard site comes from. Once a year to give that jolt to the memory. That, you know, whatever things we do with the yard site, and that gives us the residual memory of our parents forever. That's.
Yeah, but the yard site in a leap year is not based on the year, it's based on the number of months.
Correct. But that's not necessarily. No. The yahrzeit. If someone has lost a relative last year and 13 months passed till the yahrzeit, you keep the yahrzeit to 13 months. Avel is over 12 months.
Avel.
Yeah, but the yahrzeit is 13 months. This is the shir I gave, but I just told you now, more or less, we learned Baba Metzia in Tav Shin Nun Beis, 1992 in Shiva, and then they had these, what they call these June's months. I was asked to give a shir on the learning of Matthias, like a June's man. And my mother's first yard site, I gave her a shir. I was tying all these things together. It was about Matthias, it was El Matthias. This is what I remember from almost 16 years ago. I forgot certain things. Back to Agamar. So back to Atosis. So, Behu Shoshana al Asar. When do we say a pot of Abba? If you learned immediately, Pirish Lialta, Shalomad Miyad Ba'osomoko. Person just says Abba Rabba, and presumably just says Shema. I mean, you always say Shema. Doesn't count. You have to have additional learning. You have additional learning. Then and only then do we say that the Abba Rabba counts for Birchas Hatorah. Nishcha La Rabba Ben Yitzchak. Onu Sheinanu Lomdim Miad Nachat Tfilah Hashachar. Why? Shanu Trudim V'Holchin Kach B'Lo Limud. Adem Sayom O Yosef. Embarrassingly. We run out after Shacharis. We don't learn a word until they're halfway through the day. At least they learn halfway through the day. Or Yosa, maybe at night. Anyway. Amai, Eilenu Mavarachim, Birchas HaTorah, Pamacheres, Kshonu Maskil HaNuvot. A person said Birchas HaTorah at 7:30 in the morning, I was waiting for shul, and he doesn't have a chance to learn another word until 7:30 at night, sits down by his daf yomi. So we should make a new Birchas HaTorah. It's a 12-hour hefsek. Hey Shivri, the lo kayim lan kosa Yerushalmi, hol the Gemara shalanu, lo amara, vein tzarach li alta lilma, boom, Yerushalmi's wrong, Rav against Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi's wrong. Boom. V'od yeshlo, v'od, afilu lufi Yerushalmi, dafka ava rabba, the lo have ikar bracha la Birchas HaTorah, dika ava rabba la kriyash manitka, uvishvil hi, eino nifta bi Birchas HaTorah, Elam Yilmod Miad, Fulukam Loyas Esechadas. Ava Birchas Hashabocha, Bono, Birchas Lasa, Vnivre Torah, Shein Ika, the Birchas HaTorah, Poteres Kol Hayom. The distinction between what and what? Ava Rabba, which is a weak Birchas HaTorah, only works if you learn Al Asar, and Birchas HaTorah works for the whole day. Now, Tosas commingled two issues over here. Did you? No, sleight of hand. One issue is, must you learn immediately? Another issue is, even if you learned immediately, but take care of your learning 12 hours later. What's going on over here? Tosfos said over here, Poteres Kol Hayom.
Yeah.
It's even if I had a Birchas HaTorah at 7:30 a.m., I learned 7:30 p.m., I didn't have to learn anything in between, it's okay. What happened by Ava Rabba? I'm serious. So Ava Rabba, Hush Hashan Al Asar, takes care of my learning right away. And assume I learned right away. Will take care of my daf yomi at night? How do you read this, Tosfos?
I thought yes.
You thought yes. Okay. Once it takes, everything takes effect.
Right.
On the whatever shana hasar, the meila it's going to become a birchas haTorah even for the daf yomi 12 hours later.
Right.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but it's not completely clear in Tosfos what that's true or not. Bim toma. May shnami suka shetzarot levarach al kol suda leisha besuka. The difference. Every daf gemara 8 hours apart is more apart than a meal of sukkah, which is only 5 hours apart, right? The Yesh Lomah, interesting talks. This is world famous. The Shani Torah, she'eno miyaj dato, the choshah adam mechuyev lumo, the chsiv v'agisa b'yom v'alayla, rabbi kemo yoshev kol hayom b'lo hefsek, aval achila v'sukkah yesh shah kavur. Amazing talks. There's no hesek hadas of learning Torah. Because every moment you're required to learn. You may be busy in your office, you may be busy doing whatever you're doing, doesn't make a difference. You know there's a constant obligation to learn, and therefore it's never too distant from your mind. Therefore there's no hesek hadas, and one bracha takes care of the whole day. Contrary to that with sukkah, eating it, you don't eat all the time. So you don't eat all the time, so there's a hesek hadas. You walk out of the sukkah, you're thinking about something else, and same with all other mitzvahs. So it's Torah on one end, and all other mitzvahs, on the other end. It's like a contrast, one to the other. Quite a remarkable contrast. The Rambam gave a very famous shiur based on this Tosafot, but he called it the latent awareness. You may have been there. I think it was one of the Siyum, I think. Siyum HaKulin. Famous, one and only Siyum I've ever made, I think it's a shiur.
Yeah.
That was that shiur, the mother. The mother is a latent awareness of the baby. The mother is doing other things. And the mother, wherever she is, she could be a fast-track lawyer somewhere, or she's on Wall Street, or who knows, practicing medicine. Deep somewhere down in the brain, there's a latent awareness, where's the child? The father doesn't have such a much vacant. But the mother has this latent awareness. So that's our latent awareness of Torah. Always thinking, at least we should be, always thinking about Torah when we're not learning that, we're too busy. But somewhere there in the back of our brain, therefore, there's no need for a new Birchas HaTorah.
Is the issue really Hesek Hadas? Or is the issue that, unlike the eating, all day there's the chiyuv to learn? See, the eating, the chiyuv is to eat, and when you finish, you finish.
Right.
The chiyuv doesn't continue. Right. You fulfilled it.
Right.
It's not a Hesek Hadas issue. The chiyuv to learn all day. And learning, listen, you pause right now. Does that mean you're not learning? It's part of it. So there's... it's ill-defined as far as the space in between. Not a das issue.
Very good. Very good. The two ways look, it's very good. The two ways look at the Tosfos. One is how he starts off. Well, one he says, the Chol Shah Adam B'chuy of Lil Mot of Sivis Yom of Alayla, Rabbi Kimo Yosheb Bet Kol Yom B'lo Hefzik. Right? He says, Ein of Yash Tata. What if there be a Jew who will say, you know, I know about, when I was a child, someone told me it's an obligation to learn Torah all day long. But I haven't done it in 30 years. I have no intention of starting it now. And one day he walks into a Daf Yomi by mistake. He's looking for his a yortzeit, trying to find a Meir. Walks to Daf Yomi, where he has to make a bracha, Birchas Hatorah. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Maybe no, because he has an obligation. He hasn't fulfilled it in 30 years. But maybe yes, because he hasn't. He was Masiyah Hatorah.
Did he say brachos?
Right, I thought
you were going to
ask the opposite. I know there's an obligation to learn. I'm not planning on learning.
Right.
I'm not planning. I know there's an obligation. So do I make a Birchas Hatorah?
He said, you know what else he says?
You mistakenly learned.
No. Every sitter has in it. What does every sitter have in it? Birchas Kohanim? No, after the song. Birchas Kohanim.
Torah
Mishnah Gemara. Two lines, one line of the other. So that's what saves us. We'll see that in a minute. According to some authorities, you don't need that. Let's finish the Tosis. The Torah Mishnah Gemara and the Lishon Mesukkot is a side point. That would change the whole calculus around. Yesh lomar, the bracha achila shemavrach and leishiv potros. Okay, that's our cost. Inami, shemeshem alo yishem, habi bracha levatala, shereim biyodo leishiv kol shal sheyirtze. What bracha we make? Leishiv basukha. It's all leishiv basukha. And leishiv basukha, he's tossed and turns in bed all night, he's still fulfilling leishiv basukha. Is he not? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he's tossing and turning. You have no enjoyment. I know one person who tossed and turned a whole night in the sukkah, didn't sleep 1 week. When we first moved to Riverdale, we had no sukkah. And then we moved to our present apartment. We have a sukkah which is on a terrace. On a terrace is very nice. We have an apartment house. Anybody can, any floor above us can look in. Nonetheless, when we had a terrace, my wife, I felt that we want to come out and sleep in the sukkah. So she would say yes, that'd be happy, really romantic. And sleep in with her in the sukkah. She said, forget about it. So I sleep in, I follow the Ramah. The Ramah says that you, if your wife sleeps inside, you sleep inside. That's why I follow the Ramah. The Vilna Gaon, as we well know, says, your wife sleeps inside, you sleep outside. So, finish. So, a number of years after I moved into my apartment, the Rosh Yeshiva tells Yeshiva, he moved into the same house, and they arranged a very complicated sukkah for you and I should have his private sukkah. He asked his wife, he said, you maybe want to come and join me in the sukkah. He follows the grog. All the time he slept without her in the sukkah. But now they had their little privacy that maybe wanted him. She said, you know, she tried, okay, I'll try it once. And she told my wife, she didn't sleep one wink the entire night. Not one wink. It's a woman. You know, it's a different mentality. So that was the end of it. She's back in her room, he's back in the sukkah, whatever, Shalom al Yisrael. But I was thinking that if a person didn't sleep a whole night in the sukkah, maybe it's a bracha levatala, because not only is it not sleeping, you're not even enjoying the sukkah, it's torment to be up a whole night. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking, otherwise, why is it a bracha levatala? It's an interesting shayla. How do you make a mapel? The Rashashi asked the kasha. How do you make a mapel? Who's going to fall asleep? Some people have issues, they can't fall asleep. Some say hamakel is not a bracha, not like a brichas hamitzvah. A brichas hamitzvah, there's no mitzvah to sleep. I mean, I guess in a broader sense, it's good to sleep to keep yourself healthy. But it's not like you have a mitzvah and the mitzvah. It can't be a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. Sleeping is different. No, he has a different kasha. Someone in the back made the Maratz Chaim. Someone asked this kasha, how you can have a bracha of a mapil if Tosa says you never know when you're going to fall asleep and not. Oh, Maratz Chaim. It's page 48, I was looking inside. In the old editions, the Javad Yalkut, you have shown us in the Yalkut. This is page 48 after the Marasho. Column 2, right before that, your base. He says, "Afal gab the kailin bevorchin hamakbil al shena." Past the marashah, and go to page 48 after the marashah. You see it. I've drawn a tzvir shchayes. You see, right? Column 2, the last piece in your aleph, right before your base. He says, "You make hamakbil al shena." Kam kiyesh chashash Hashem lo yishan. Shani asan. Tabrocha al teva hashena. Asher nosna Hashem l'chol yitzurei cholet. Af agav lo yoshen ata mikol gom inyan ha-shena yesh nabolim. Abel hocha yiker brocha yal shena besukah. Kosu shaper Hashem lo yoshen ata.
Why wouldn't we make a brocha something like lishka basukah? Say leishe basukah, we don't say lecho basukah.
Right. We should always say leishe, right. That's why I asked the question. If you don't make a brocha leishe, make leishe, and he's in the sukkah the whole night, what's the problem? So I'm suggesting maybe it's a torment. It's not even a, you know, sukkah's teishu came to do. Usually you fall asleep. My guess is talking about a guy who's normally in his bed and in his inside of his house falls asleep in a flash. How tall is he scared of? God knows he's scared of mosquitoes, he's scared of bees, whatever he's scared of. People do have trouble falling asleep in a sukkah. That's, there's no question about it. So again, I never slept in the sukkah because my wife wouldn't come with me. Okay. But my kids, when they were single, would sleep in the sukkah. Not even if they're married. In Israel, it's a whole different mentality.
Yeah.
Completely different mentality. But in America, so some of my kids would sleep in the sukkah. I and my wife wouldn't want to let them. So Rabbi Sabalovsky Shlita was a neck, was living around the corner, and his parents wouldn't let him sleep in his sukkah because it was public. And my sukkah was considered to be a little bit more private. Not that raccoons haven't descended, but that could be really pretty good. But once had an amazing story about Sabalovsky was sleeping in the sukkah with a bunch of my sons, and he came in to use the bathroom. No problem. All of a sudden, there's a screech. A cat came behind him. And I had little children, and my wife and I were woke out of our slumber looking for this cat. Looking here, looking there, can't find the cat anywhere. Where did the cat go? We didn't know what to do with it. We finally was about to give up. We walk into our own bedroom, which we had closed before. That cat says, it's going to our bedroom. It's all zechrinus of sukkah day. So if people can't say why they want to sleep in a sukkah, they can be.
You slime attack as cats.
It's an issue. It goes exact time, presumably alos hashacha to alos hashacha. You wake up before alos hashacha to learn, like most of you do. So there's no need to make a bracha of birchas haTorah. Says Tosfos v'loni hira. It's wrong. That's not a function of alos hashacha. It's a function, presumably, of the waking day. You slept was eschad to ask to make a new one. V'atzarfatim nagul lama psukim bebirchas kohanim. V'gamelu dvaram she'en lam shir she'mishna prepared out the peir. V'elu dvaram she'adam ochu pesan lezeh b'rais and shabbos. That's it. V'pnei ayu shalmi d'dvar she'ilmot al asar. Avol ein tzarech k'mo she'kosafti kvar. Don't need it. Make the siddur shorter. Tell us that you don't need it. Abba Rabba requires it, and Abba has a Torah problem.
Why didn't Shema Yisrael fulfill it for Abba Rabba?
Good question. So that's a good question. So the poskim has a kasha, the Yishalmi itself has a kasha. That's a text. That's not a text so much of learning, though Shema is learning. It's primarily a text of davening. Yeah, extra text which is only for learning's sake, which to cut it.
And Birkas Kohanim, well,
I'll say prayers coming every morning. It's not an obligation. We're not Kohanim. And Kohanim takes it to himself. This was our opening because of all our digressions. We didn't get to analyze the Tosis and the Rosh and the Rabbi Yona and the Ravid. And then next week, we'll analyze his various opinions.
Why does the Birkas Kohanim that you say, why is that any better, than all the Mizmori Tehillim that we say in Shacharis and all that?
Good. Good question.
In fact, most people daven it the same way.
Good. Good. It's a big question. If a person is saying Tillim, is that required? Birchas HaTorah. Saying the Torah is Tefillah, that the Torah is learning. Could be that's required.
Right, so I'm saying the Birchas Kohanim, people say the Torah is Tefillah too.
No, they're not. It's only the Torah is Torah. That's what's there. You don't say Birchas, you're not Kohen. So you're just saying the Torah is Torah.
No, you're saying because it's like everything else.
All right, so you're not thinking properly, but if you're thinking, you should say the Torah is Torah.
That's just based on my thinking. Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Again. Okay. Good.